I'm sorry, I wasn't on mute. I was changing the subject because when I gave it to Dr. Paulette, it was early in the morning, and I gave her, I don't know, but it was not right. So it probably was my fault. Don't go down there. I'm sorry. I wanted to change that, and I changed it. I've been up since early, had an early flight. So charge it to my brain, not my heart. Greetings, everybody, and it is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And if I sound happy, that's because I'm in my second home, and the sun is shining, and it's beautiful out here in these Miami streets. I'm grateful to be alive and glad to see all of you. I appreciate all of you. If you would do me a favor and share. Sharing is caring. Sharing is caring. If you are on any of these platforms, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, X, Facebook, if I didn't say that, I'm on all of them. Of course, Clubhouse. If you're on stage, would you take your fingers and help invite some people that you know would be here? We had an amazing time last night, and I talked, and it's going to be available for those of you that want to purchase last night. That is the amazing part about technology. I'm committed to do this every quarter, every 3 months, and last night I talked about self-care, self-love, and stop focusing in on who you want and become the greatest version of you. And we're going to post that on my website where you can purchase it. But it was amazing, if I say so myself. And then, hey, Joy, Bishop Claiborne talked about marriage life. I would call that the do's and don'ts of marriage life. And then Prophetess Nina, oh my God, that's all I can say. You have to be there. I don't think I can even repeat none of it. She talked about sex last night. Now, in thinking about the next one and praying, the Lord spoke to me very vividly. And I know when God is speaking after all these years, and I teach you all about staying in your lane, and I'm going to stay in my lane. And so starting in June, the next one will be June 18th. June 18th at 8 p.m. Registration will be available starting next week. But it will be for singles only, but for women only. I know who I'm called to, and it will be women only, ladies only, with me and my guests. So the next one will be June the 18th at 8 p.m. So Tony C was amazing on the ones and the twos. It was just an amazing, amazing time. All right. It was an amazing time. And thank you for saying that, Erica. I want to talk about, I know it's a strange subject, but I want to go back to a scripture that I taught on maybe some months ago, Shakim. And it all makes sense. Don't go down there. If you haven't figured out yet, I am a preacher that teaches on purpose. Purpose is everything. Thank you, Joy. Look at y'all over here on Facebook. Purpose is everything. Where I don't want to be is where God is not anymore. It's in him I move, I live, and have my being. I want to be smack dab in the will of God. And for those of you that can see me, this is the new Go With God shirt in blue. New color, new style, new look. And I know y'all going to be running over here to see. But this is the new Go With God shirt, just hot off the press. And so not even on the website yet, because we're going to have a new Go With God website just for Go With God merchandise. So we're moving and shaking. Don't go down there. Thank you, Joy. Don't go down there. Every time I fly, now if you want the shirt before it goes on the website, all you got to do is back channel me or DM me, and I'll tell you how you can get it before then. Grace and peace, Chauncey. Don't go down there. Every time I fly, Delta is my airline of choice. It's just easy to get out of Detroit. That's what it is. You must see it, Shakim. Shakim, thank you, because Shakim is a supporter of Go With God, man. You got to send me some pics, man. I may want to use you on the website, Shakim. Send me some pics, man, of you in the gear. All right. So, Kimberly, every time I fly Delta, I'm reminded why it's my favorite airline. Not just because it's based in Detroit, one of its hubs, and I can get in and out without flying different places. You know, it's straight through. I like straight through flights. Not because I have 700,000 miles with them, but because of one slogan that they have. As I board the flight, I see the slogan, and that is, keep climbing. keep climbing. I want everybody to put that in the chat, wherever you at. I want you to put in there. I want you to encourage somebody else and tell them, keep climbing, keep climbing, keep climbing, keep climbing. Huh? No matter where you are, keep climbing. Keep climbing. Come on, put it in there. Keep climbing. Many times when I'm encouraging other people and the Lord leads me, I'll tell them at the end of it, keep climbing, keep climbing, keep climbing. Delta is not just talking about, it's catchy because they're an airline, all right? And they, hey, chat, their thing is to, planes climb above altitudes. I think they said we were at 35,000 feet, 35,000 feet in the air, 35,000. We were about to descend to land. And but the motto is not just for somebody that's flying. Even though the climb sometimes is hard, keep climbing. Huh? Look like the higher you get, you see Dr. Paulette. People think that they want their name to be great, and they want popularity and they want success. But the fact of the matter is, the higher you go, the higher you have to fight. Huh? The altitude, it gets lighter the higher you go. All right, you never want to lose ground in life by going down. It's not a good thing for a plane to go down unless it's planning to go down. Some of you don't even realize the reason why you're being attacked by the enemy is because of your climb. Did you hear what I said? I said some of you don't even realize that you're being fought by the enemy. Not because of where you are, Miss Edwards, but because of your climb. The enemy sees your climb in spite of. Huh? Some of y'all should have lost your mind. If I've been through what some of y'all I know been through, huh? I may have lost it. Huh? Some of you that are watching me and listening to me today, you felt like walking away. You felt like throwing in the towel, but you kept on, God Almighty, you kept on climbing. Huh? You don't want to lose ground. Life is about going up. Huh? You lose ground by going down. Huh? Going down is like going backwards. Life, Carolyn Thomas, life, Erica, is about upward movement, huh? And not spiraling downward. But life, Pastor DTJ, love you, man. Life is about, like, I need to talk to you, by the way. Life is about an upward movement, not spiraling down. That's how the enemy wants to fight you, by trying to pull you down. God Almighty, God Almighty, trying to pull you down, Lakeisha, from your climb. Huh? If I was in church and if I was preaching, I would say I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet. Y'all don't know nothing about that. I just on higher ground. My dear brother, y'all know him. My dear brother in the Lord, R.C. Blake, he has a motto. Dr. Paulette, he says, I'm on top. huh? And I'm going higher, huh? I'm on top. Matter of fact, put that in there, huh? I'm on top, even though I'm on top. What causes people that when they reach a certain plateau, they think they've made it, and they don't understand that the sky is not even the limit? Huh? The Clark Sisters, I love them. They had a song out. The sky is the limit. No. Back then it might have been. The sky, with technology and AI and all that's going on, the sky is not there. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, you have unlimited potential. You have unlimited access. You have unlimited time. There is nothing you can do. There is nothing you cannot do if you just put your mind to it. I believe, Kimberly, good afternoon. I believe that there's nothing, Linda. I believe there's nothing that I cannot accomplish. If I have not accomplished it, it's because I have not put my mind to it. I have unlimited resources. I have unlimited potential. I have, y'all need to say it with me, I have unlimited resources. I have unlimited resources, potential. I'm on top. Huh? Higher is always the goal. Higher. Huh? Upward is always the goal. Upward. Upward talk. Upward motion. Huh? I think upward. Huh? I move, I live, I think upward. Because he did not just bring me here to exist. Huh? But even when I get on the elevator, I don't even like saying I'm going down. Huh? I don't like saying I'm going down on the elevator, because I watch what I say. Huh? If you live in some foreign country, they say we're on the lift. They call an elevator the lift. Huh? What do you say then, Bishop, when you're going to down? I say I'm going to the first floor. I'm still on top. I'm just going to the first floor. Huh? I'm going to the lobby. Huh? I stopped saying I'm going downstairs. Huh? Because when you say things, they manifest. Do you not know that your words are obligated to back you up in whatever you say? So if you say negative, if you talk down, then your words are going. Y'all not saying nothing, Jasmine. Huh? I'm not going down. I'm not going to the bottom, because bottom is just average, is just being on top of the bottom. I'm not average. Nakisha, huh? When you're going down, it could mean you're losing ground. Going down, huh? Going down means you're losing ground. Going down, I need y'all to put this in. Going down means that you are probably not in the will of God for your life. Huh? Going down means you're probably going the opposite way of where God has in store for you. I need you to put this in the chat, Lisa. If don't nobody else follow you, you can do it by yourself. I need you to put it in the chat. Huh? My journey is about gaining territory. Huh? My journey is about gaining territory. It's all about gaining territory. Huh? That's what you see they're fighting about over in the West Bank, and it's all about It's all about territory. Huh? I'm gaining territory. Every day I wake up, I should be gaining territory. Huh? Every week, I should be further ahead than I was. Let me ask you a question, Chad. Why some people are no further ahead than what they are? Why are they losing territory? Huh? They losing territory. Huh? Because when God speaks something to you and you do not move in what he speaks, you are losing territory. Are y'all listening to me? Huh? Why do some people go through the same thing that another person go through? And that person is able to fight adversity. Because if you ever get to the place that you understand that faith is a fight, that's why it says fight the good fight of faith. Huh? But we don't fight from our place of defeat. We fight from our place of, I feel good today. We fight from our place of a victory. Are y'all listening to me? Now there was a boy by the name of Jonah. Going back to Jonah, y'all. I was in the airport and the Lord spoke to me clearly. He said, tell them people today, don't go down anymore. I said, what you talking about, God? He said, it's right there. It's in the book of Jonah. Okay, I said, God, let me get on this plane and let me dive into it. He said, it's right there. He said, my people are going backwards. They're going down. They're going in the opposite direction of what I'm telling them. Huh? They're going in the opposite direction of what I'm telling them. They should be gaining, but they're losing. Y'all not saying nothing. They shouldn't be in defeat, but they're going down. Huh? Huh? I said, what you mean? He says right there. He said, read the scripture, boy. Chat, the word of the Lord came to Jonah. Go to the great city of Nineveh. These are the instructions, Jonah. Huh? Last time I preached about Jonah, I talked about the boat and all that, but I want to talk about him going down. Huh? Thomas, are y'all listening to me? The word of the Lord came to Jonah. Go to the great city of Nineveh. Direction, directive. Are y'all listening to me? Direction, directive. Huh? If you be quiet, Chad, are y'all listening to me? God will speak to you. Huh? You're asking, where can you sow, user? You trying to sow a seed? It's $GregDavis10. Cash App. $GregDavis10. Huh? He said, go to Nineveh. Direction. Telling you where I want you to go. This is the assignment for your life. Let me share something with you, Chad. Sometimes the assignment, it doesn't line up with what you plan. Because your life is really not about you. It is the assignment in which God gave you. You think it's about a job and it's really about an assignment. Phyllis, are y'all here? Huh? Joy? Assignment. Go to Nineveh. That wasn't my plans, God. Huh? I've been coming to Miami. Oh my God. I've been divorced going on 14 years, I believe it is. And prior to divorce, this would be a vacation place. that I, so it's got to be 18 years. 18 years. And I knew probably 13 years ago that I wanted to live here. But my ex would not have it. No, she didn't like Miami. She's a Vegas girl. She liked Vegas. Not because of gambling. She just liked that. She liked Vegas. But I knew, huh? But sometimes God takes you wrong the long way. Takes you the long way to get to where you're going. Huh? But I wouldn't have never thought 25 years ago that I would want to live in Miami. Because, see, we want God to speak in an art. Go here and go there. God is a spirit. Help me, Chad, because then God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. He speaks to you in spirit because he's a spirit. Rachel, he's a spirit. So he puts his will in your spirit. Huh? That tug that you feel. Y'all not saying nothing. That tug that you feel, that's the spirit of God speaking to you. Everybody doesn't hear an audible voice because he works by spirit. I don't want to spook you out, but huh? He speaks to us in still small voices, and he gives us instructions. Some of you have had some downloads lately, and it didn't sound like what you wanted to do. Huh? Because sometimes God, I told you get more on the journey than you do at the destination. Huh? And so God, he says to Jonah, he says, go to the great city Nineveh. Now here's the tension in the text. And I want you to go preach against it. Woo! God, you got a sense of humor. Hold on now. Huh? You want me to go to Nineveh and you want me to preach against it? Okay, let me get this straight. You want me to go to Nineveh and you want me to preach. You want me to go to a people that I don't know. Huh? You want me to... See, let me tell you something, Erica. Here's where we don't understand God. Are y'all ready? We don't understand him because we don't understand that when he gives instructions, he made you and he equipped you. And what you think you can't do, he's already put in you while you was yet in your mother's womb, Joy. He sanctified you. He ordained you. He called you out. But you're sitting here wrestling with him and you want signs and you want wonders to make sure that he's speaking. We have convenient amnesia. We want God to be conveniently speaking to him, speaking to us. We only want him to say what we say. But if you understand how God works, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. Y'all not saying nothing. All of y'all over here on Facebook. Are y'all listening to me? So many times when God speaks, he's not concerned about your details. Y'all not saying nothing. He's not concerned about what you like. Do you realize that your assignment is not really about what you like and want to do? Because when you thought you was going to work it, you had your little life all worked out. I mean, you was going to finish college by here, and you was going to go to get your master's and your PhD. And by the time you got this age, you was going to be making this, and you was going to doing that. And then the wind, W-I-N-D, of God moved you another way. If you ever understand, he's not concerned about what it is that you want to do. He's concerned about what it is that he made you for. See, when God put you inside your mama's belly, womb, are y'all with me? And your dad and your mama got together and they had an amazing evening and brought you into the world. That just wasn't a sexual act that they had, even though they thought it was. Y'all not saying nothing. There was a need for you, Erica. Nairobi, there was a need for you. I need to call some names. Paulette, Dr. Paulette, there was a need for you. You was not an accident. You was not a mishap. There was a need for you, Jacqueline. There was a need for you, Freedia. Kimmy J, you were slated. The very day that you were born, Carolyn Thomas, you were slated for next. Oh God, I feel you. Talita, huh? Don't care how it happened, what, but you were Shata. Oh God, I feel you. Huh? Talita, Shakim, huh? 5 years ago, y'all may have saw me on TV and heard my name and all that, huh? But you never thought that you'd be sitting in a club, something called a clubhouse, like caveman, me man, you woman, huh? But God knew before the foundations of the earth, Sonya Jefferson, huh? Lisa, he knew it. You didn't think he knew that on this first day of spring, I believe today it is, that you'd be sitting right here listening to me. Kimberly said to me when she was interviewing me, go listen to her podcast. It was amazing. I had an amazing time. It's everywhere. Just put her name in. We'll tell you more about that. Huh? But she said to me when she got on there, people tell me, I never thought that I'd be interviewing Bishop Greg Davis or be a part of what he's doing. But God knew it. Hey, y'all. Your accident, chat, your accidents is no accident to God. Your accidents are plans from God. Y'all not saying nothing, Miss Bernice. Y'all not saying nothing, Miss Bernice. Huh? Erica? Carolyn? He knew it. Wasn't no mistakes, Erica. Huh? Melon, Lakeisha, Bernice, Charles, Queen, none of y'all, huh? Sky, Marie, none of you that are looking at me and watching me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, huh? Facebook, TikTok, none of you were mistakes. Let's get that clear. And God is not up there just picking some stuff out for your life. You were predestined to be sitting where you are. And just in case you need a word from the Lord, here's the word. Hear ye. Hear ye what the Lord is saying unto you, his people, right now. Because y'all like that kind of talk right there. Huh? You are not off schedule. You are not behind. Huh? You are right where you're supposed to be. Everybody that's supposed to be in your life, it's in your life. Everybody that was supposed to be tossed out of your life. Don't go grab nobody that you think that you need to get with. Everybody. Because if you think you got to go grab somebody that's time has been expired, God said it is not your business who to bring in and out. I set up one and pulled down another. You are in the right place at the right time. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord. Every time I get up to preach, I used to say that. Right place, right time. Right place, right place, right time. I'm the voice you're supposed to be listening to at this very moment. I'm the voice right now at this. I don't know about 5 years from now, 2 years from now, but I know at this very moment. Chat ain't never thought. Huh? Chat comes from a very, very sophisticated. I know her pastor well. He's been on my show 3 times. Him and his people took over my show. Huh? Pastor Dr. Ralph Douglas. Huh? But God has a way of putting voices in your life. Huh? You were not an accident. Huh? I formed you. Because somebody here feel like you was an accident, huh? Hey, this ain't no accident what I'm telling you to do, Jonah. I want you to go preach. You see, I came back, Chad. I want you to go preach against it, huh? Has God ever, see, I wouldn't be a good preacher, Chad, if I didn't ask a question. Has God ever told you something that looked like it was against where you was going? Has God ever told you something in the midnight hour that you had to wrestle with? Huh? Has God ever told you to be bothered with somebody that you didn't like? Do you realize that everybody that's going to help you ain't going to like you? Do you realize some people are going to be forced to help you? Huh? Because it is their, y'all not saying. Have you ever been told, sir? I'm preaching in here. Have you ever been told something? Huh? You ain't got to like somebody that's helping you. That's what's wrong with us. We think everybody here to like us. Jonah, man of God, go preach against them. Okay, let me get this straight one more time. You want me to go preach against them? This ain't even something I like to do. I don't even like doing that. You want me to get killed, right? Now, let me get this straight, God. Okay, hold on. Yo, God, come here. Like, you know, that ain't even my flavor. You know, I like telling people good stuff. Yo, God. Can you get somebody else to do this? I get you on the next one. And instead of God saying anything else, he says, I want you to preach against it because it's of its wickedness. It's come up before me and you the man. You the man. You the man for this assignment. Who am I talking to in here? This is confirmation. Just put in the chat. Me. Huh? You the man for this assignment. Huh? I'm moving you out of your city. I'm moving you out of your state. I'm moving you out of your comfort zone. Why? Because this is what I made you for. You thought I made you for all that other stuff? You thought I brought you in the world to just do what you, huh? Well, I'm going to tell you like your parents. I brought you in the world and I take you out. If you don't do what I'm telling you, I'll take you out. And I'll get somebody else to do it. So let me get this straight again, God. You want me to go to somebody that don't even know me. And you want me to go against the grain. Well, I thought you was a history maker, Chat, and a world changer, and a history maker. Because whenever God calls you, it's about going against the grain. That's why some people, not none of y'all, some people can never get to where they're going because they like it comfortable. They don't want to go against the grain. They don't want to do what has never been done. They don't want to accomplish what has never been accomplished. They don't want to go where no man or no woman has ever went before. They don't want to speak where nobody ever spoke before. Do you know whether you like him or not? Whether you don't think he was a good president? Do you know the conversation that was probably had when somebody told Barack Obama, you're going to be the first African-American president? Some people never called him president. Say, no, N will never be my president. Huh? Do you know what it is to be celebrated, to be the first, and to be hated at the same time? Because you called to do something that ain't nobody never did in your family? See, Kimberly, every time she come here, she thinks she's something that I don't even like the way she talk and walk. That chat. Listen to the way Paulette talk. She knows she wasn't talking about and writing all them books. Huh? You got to understand that you are not called to become. This is part two of Esther. You're not called to be comfortable. You're not called to do everything that you do is not going to be comfortable, but it will be rewarding. Oh, God, I just said something. Huh? It may not be comfortable, but it will be rewarding. Who am I talking to? There's a leap of faith in you, chat. All this battle that you've been through in the last 90 days is because God is taking you somewhere you've never been. And he want to know if you can take that and if you can take this, I got to harden you up. I'm speaking directly to you. I'm not just speaking in general right now. I got to harden you up for where I'm getting ready to take you. You're not going to die. You shall live and not die. But you got to fulfill what God is saying. Huh? So let me get this right. You want me to go to people that ain't of my culture? Yep, Joy, I want you to go to India, and then I want you to go to Africa, Joy, and then I'm going to send you to I can't even say that word. I'll text it to you because I ain't even say that. I know what I'm saying. Huh? And then Joy, I'm going to send you. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? Then Joy, I'm going to send you clear over to Dubai, but it ain't going to be a luxury trip because more blacks are moving to Dubai. So I'm going to have Joy. Yep. Been around the world and huh? Joy, pack your bags. Huh? It ain't just about India. It's about Africa. It's about South Africa. It's about North Africa. And the team is coming. You don't know it, but some of the team is in Clubhouse. You keep talking about people. Hey, Michael Brown, you keep talking about people that you know. God is going to give you team that you don't even know. Y'all not saying nothing. God is going to give you team, a Joy. I'm talking to you directly. Come back. Don't fall out. Huh? Who going to help me? You got to let it unfold. Huh? So Jonah, in verse number three, but Jonah ran from the Lord and headed for Tarshish. Nineveh don't sound like Tarshish, huh? He went the opposite way. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, there are consequences for going the wrong way. Y'all not saying them. There are consequences for not going where God tells you. There are consequences for doing it the way you want to do it. Y'all not saying nothing. I'm coming back, Carolyn. It froze on me. Huh? It froze on me. I'm back. There are consequences for not doing it where God told you to do it. There are consequences for not doing it, Miss Jackie, how God told you to do it. Y'all not saying nothing. They're saying congratulations to you, Joy. Huh? But he went the opposite way. And watch this. What's the subject? Don't go down anymore. He went down to Joppa. He starts spiraling. He start going downhill. I told you, God wants you to, whenever you start going the wrong way, you start going, date the wrong man. Date the wrong man. You're going down. You lost your focus. Are y'all not saying nothing? Date the wrong woman. Huh? Stay on the job too long. You start messing up. Who am I talking to? Huh? Because Dr. Paulette probably was saying, what is he talking about? She probably be looking at that phone crazy when I text her my message. Huh? Huh? He went the opposite way. And it says, and this is all I heard while I was in the airport. He said, tell them, don't go down anymore. I said, what you talking about? He said, Jonah went down to Joppa. Y'all not saying nothing. I said, okay. He said, Jonah went down to Joppa because he went the wrong way. He was taking him, I don't know who I'm talking to, because this message is specifically for 10 people. Huh? He went down to Joppa because he was going the wrong way. Whenever you go the wrong way, you're going down. Y'all not saying that. Whenever you go the wrong way, it's really pronounced Jaffa, J-A-F-F-A. Are y'all listening to me? Jaffa. It's the oldest city, huh, in the world, huh? It's mentioned throughout the Bible. Jaffa. He goes down. And do you know where it is near? It's near Gaza. Jaffa is near Gaza. Huh? He goes down the opposite way. Who am I talking to? Huh? Things are spiraling for you. Things are not looking good for you because you're not where God told you. And you know it. You know you ain't in the right place. You know you're not moving in the right things of God. Huh? You trying to get away from what it is that God has given you to do. So he goes down. He found a ship bound for the port. After paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed to Tarshish to flee from the Lord. Then the Lord sent a great wind, and such a violent storm arose on the ship and threatened to break it up. And they were all afraid. And look what he does. But Jonah goes below on the deck and falls asleep. He's still going down. Huh? Everything about Jonah's life begins to go down because he goes in the opposite direction. And all Jonah needed to do was say yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm done. Because some of you today, all God wants from you, you done tried everything. You done tried going to different places, and that ain't the place. You done tried to get away from your very assignment. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know who I'm talking to. I can call your name. You trying to get away from what God has, because you, let me tell you something. Can I make an announcement to you? It's never about where you like to be. It's where you're supposed to be. It's never about what you want to do. It's what you got to do. Because the flesh, woo! I got one person, she said it's me. The flesh wants to be comfortable. Your assignment is not comfortable. Sometimes God gives you, I'm in another room, y'all ain't got to sit in there. Gives you an assignment where people lie on you. People don't want to receive what you, y'all not saying nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel a shift in you. I feel a shift in somebody right now. God is shifting your inward beings. God is giving you a yes on the inside. Huh? I say God is giving you a yes. I just a shift. God is giving you a yes. Watch this. God sends a storm because he's not in the right place. God sends a storm because he's contrary. God sends a storm, and the storm affects everybody that's around. Do you not know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm done because I'm only saying what God said. Do you not know when you begin to disobey God and not do what God says, it don't just affect you. It affects your children. It affects your children's children. It affects your children to a thousand generations. Just like the blessing affect. Y'all not saying nothing. Laura, when God speaks to us and gives us instructions, it is not about what you want to do. It is not about you being comfortable and giving God a bunch of excuses for what he has placed. You are, that's it, Thomas. You are affecting the bloodline. Not only that, you're affecting people that you influence. There are things that I want to do that I just be like, God, forget it, bump it. But then I know that I got people here that I got to push through. I feel a ministry in here right now. Huh? I know that there's some leases in here. Huh? That I don't have time. It ain't about what I want to do. I took an 8 o'clock flight this morning so I could get to my Airbnb. And then I begged the Airbnb, I need to get in there before 3 o'clock because I got some people that's going to be waiting on me. Because this is my assignment. Glory to God. Thaddeus just came in. Huh? I got to go Baptist because Thaddeus is here. I got a charge to keep. Huh? This ain't, Clubhouse ain't play for me. Huh? Going live is not a pastime. Candace said to me earlier, we was in the chat with Prophet Claiborne Broadway, and he was talking about somebody. I think it was Jermaine Dupri did a interview on the Breakfast Club, and we got to talking in the chat about what it is that we do, and it could prevent somebody from coming in our lives. Well, I just feel like, If I'm single and somebody gonna come in my life, they gonna fit what I'm doing, cause they my rib. They gonna fit into what I'm doing. It ain't gonna be no fussing about what I do. I ain't gonna have to give up, cause Clubhouse is not a pastime for me. Clubhouse is just not wasting time. It's my assignment until God gives me something else. It's my Nineveh. Y'all not saying nothing. Huh? This the brand new shirt, Jolanda. Just got them. This the first one off the rack. I just told her, it ain't even on the website yet. Huh? Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Jolanda said she got a shirt. Huh? Clubhouse ain't games for me. Not Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Thursday. None of the days. There are people that come on here that need to be pushed. Huh? That's why I ain't got time for foolishness. I don't have time. This is my assignment. People come, people go. It's been 4 years and I'm still here because this will go. And when it lifts, then it lifts. I appreciate that he did not go in the right direction. So God caused the storm and he kept going down. Whenever you don't do what you're called to do, it takes you down. The wrong man take you down. The wrong woman take you down. Married to the wrong person, take you down. Huh? You supposed to be pastor and you trying not to. I don't know who I'm talking to. You supposed to start your own company and you still working for somebody because you ain't got enough faith to go in the direction that he told you what to do. He gave you the specific plan. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says that everybody that was on the ship, I'm done. Kimmy, everybody on the ship had to pay for his wrong direction. Everybody on the ship. So while you playing with God, huh? You're affecting your children. Did you hear what I said? I took a flight so I could set up all my equipment and get settled in here. I ain't been out the room. Because this is what God assigned me. Some people play with their assignment. I don't play with my assignment. June Foster is in here. Y'all look at her on stage. June Foster, she's in here. She's known me in ministry ever since 35 years now. I don't know what it is. She'll tell you, I ain't never played with my assignment. Yeah. Even sometimes, oh God, your assignment is gonna hurt other people. I never forget when God, everybody watch, when God told me to leave Detroit and go to Morgan City, Louisiana, Bishop Martin moved me down there. Oh, my church tried to go back and worship on New Year's Eve. They rolled their eyes, wouldn't even talk to me. They were mad at me. Huh? They were mad at me. But I knew what I heard. Huh? If I could use another word, they were pissed at me. But I knew what I heard. And had I not went, I wouldn't have went all the different places that I went. Y'all not saying something. Y'all not saying that. I don't know who I'm talking to, but sometimes even the people that you love the most, y'all not saying nothing. Huh? Even the people you love, when you on assignment, Jolanda's on here. She's like a niece to me. I think since she was 5 years old, I kept telling her, Jolanda, you called to that business. You called to that business. Bishop, I'm going. Did everything to end up right back where God called her to do. Huh? All God wants, I know y'all don't like this kind of message. All God wants is a yes from you. Don't look at me like that, Jelani. I'm so proud of you. I was looking at your videos at all the different meetings and all that stuff, looking like a grown woman. Are y'all listening to me? Jonah affected everybody that was around him because he would not follow the instructions. Go to Nineveh. Preach again. What? Preach again somewhere I ain't never been? Man, you try. But if God be for me, I'm done, y'all. Who can be against me? Y'all not saying nothing. Go to Nineveh. Preach against it. Hey, y'all, it's time to get on direction. It's time to get on course. Huh? It's time to get back on course. Huh? It's time to get back on course. It's time to figure. Huh? They asked and they said, they looked around and said, who's caught? There's somebody causing this storm. And Jonah said, it's me. The only way you're going to get rid of this storm is you got to throw me overboard. I'm the one. Who here will admit that there's some things you got to get on? If this message is for you, put a one in the chat. The seed today is $24. Because this is the year. 2024. That's a simple seed. Huh? $24. Y'all know how I got it. $24. It's that simple. $24. Throw me overboard. God, whatever you need to do to get me back on direction. 2024. Throw me overboard. Huh? Whatever. Huh? Huh? I want you to title this seed direction. Huh? Direction. Huh? A seed of direction. Huh? A seed of direction today. God, I need you to direct me. I need direction. Some of you are going to get more than that. But that's what God said. Some of you are going to double. You're going to double to 48. Huh? I need direction. I need you. I need God. I'm ready to say yes. I'm ready to say yes to everything. Who am I talking to? Huh? I need you. God, it's me. All right? It ain't nobody else. It's my bad choices. And ever since I made bad choices, I've been going down. Huh? This ain't time. I told him last night, Jolanda, in our master class that I had, I told him last night in our singles gathering, Nairobi put it up, $GregDavis10. Same one, Jolanda. There it is right there, Jolanda's pin. $GregDavis10. Did you hear what I said? Your mother was in here earlier. I don't see her. She left out. Did you hear what I said? Some of you got to go in the direction God told you. Ain't nothing gonna work until you go in the right direction. Ain't nothing gonna make sense until you go in the right direction. Are y'all listening to me? It ain't gonna make sense until you go in the right direction. Huh? You're not going to be comfortable until you go in the right direction. Huh? If you're trying to lecture and you're supposed to preach, he's going to get that preach out of you. Huh? God had to tell me, say, no matter how much relationship stuff you do, you still a preacher. Huh? I tried to come up in Clubhouse Monday, Wednesday, Friday and just do relationship. He said, no, you're going to preach. You're going to teach Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Y'all know how this thing unfold, huh? Venmo. Venmo is at GregDavis1. Yes, it's right there. Sherry, it's right there on the screen. It's on the screen right in front of you. Huh? It's right there on the screen. Huh? If you're supposed to start a business, you can sit there and work for somebody all you want to. God will allow you to get fired. Y'all not say, he'll close the whole department up. Brother Doja, good to see you. Did you hear what I said? Joanne Edwards, he'll close the whole department up. They won't even be able to explain it. Y'all don't believe me? This story of Jonah was about the whole ship was messed up because God was trying to get to one person. He'll mess up everybody if you are the casualty. Everything in your family, your kids will start acting up. Your boyfriend, your man, your boo, your husband, everything will be whack. Just because you won't say yes. They'll close up the whole department just to get you out of there. Just so that I don't know who I'm talking to. But he'll close it all up. He'll shut it up just to get your yes. Huh? He'll shut it up just to get your yes. He'll shut it up just to get. He'll close doors because they're the wrong doors you try. He'll close doors. Yeah, now my soul. Oh, he'll close doors. Yeah, God. He'll close doors. He'll close doors. Huh? You won't be able to find a boyfriend, a man, or a husband until you go the right way. He wants your yes. He wants your yes. If you're not a believer, it works for you too. He just wants you to go in the right direction. Huh? Don't let me bring Saul in here. Huh? He was on his way to destroy churches. And God said, that ain't what you're supposed to be doing. And he was on his way to destroy churches. And here come a light from heaven. Y'all not saying nothing. Shined on him. And God said to him, why persecute thou me? And he changed his name to Paul. And he had a meeting with Ananias. Woo! He'll stop you right in your track. You're not saying nothing. He'll stop you right in your track. I don't know who I'm talking to, but he'll stop you right in your track. If you're supposed to be going right and you're going left, he'll get you right. He'll put you right back on territory. Shah, glory. Huh? If you're supposed to be up and you down, he'll get you up. Huh? The further Jonah went down, the more he messed up not only his life, but everybody else's life. And finally, they threw him overboard. He got into a fish. The whole first chapter, he went the wrong way. But the second chapter, he said, "You got me, God. I don't want to go through that. I won't go through that no more. 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 I never want to go through that no more. I never want to go through that no more. You got me. Where's Nineveh? Where's Nineveh at? Huh? Where the papers at? Let me sign the papers. Huh? I never want to go through that again. You want me to move? Where? I never want to go through that again." Some of y'all in the wrong location. You in the wrong city. You in the wrong state. You wondering why, huh? If you're supposed to sow a seed, God will get it another way. If you're supposed to give to the poor, he'll get it another way. Don't be telling them about your reasoning. God ain't into your reasoning. If he say do it, do it. The fish vomited him up. He helped him until he said yes. And when he said yes, he came out of the fish. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I'm done. There's something about you're sowing that seed. You're sowing that seed. You're sowing that seed of $24. You're sowing that seed of $24. Cash App. $ Greg Davis 10. Cash App, $ Greg Davis 10. Cash App, $ Greg Davis 10. Thank you, Jesus. Until you give him your yes, you will never be at peace. You can try. Well, I'ma just do this, God. And this should satisfy you, God. I don't really want to do that, so I'ma just do this. So instead of preaching, I'ma lecture, okay? I'ma lecture. Huh? God said, that ain't what I'm sending you to Nineveh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't hear nothing else, you ain't gonna necessarily like what he called you to do. Y'all trying to like what it is that he called you to do. Thank you so much. Brand new. Y'all like this little blue tea, huh? You trying to like it. But God said it ain't about liking it. It's about fulfilling your call. No more bad choices. No more bad decisions. Are y'all listening to me? No more bad choices. No more bad decisions. No more picking what you want. No more picking the man that you want or the woman that you want. But what is it you need for your specific life? What is it you need for your specific life? I don't want to live there. What do you mean you don't want to live there? You better live where God assigned you to live. You better do what you, huh? Oh, you know, I play with a lot of things. Oh, I come. But I don't play with my assignment. I got up early this morning to be here on my assignment. I don't miss my assignment. Jonah kept going down. Because he wouldn't go and do what God told him. I'm going to run from you, God. What are you talking about? You can't run from God. You can't run from what you've been called to do. David said, if I go to the utmost part of the world, he'll find me there. If I make my bed in hell, he'll find me there. There's no hiding place. Ain't nowhere that I can go. I don't know who I'm speaking to. I'm done. But you're running in the wrong direction. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. 10 people that this word was for you, put a yes in the chat. Yes, Lord. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Glory. Glory. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Completely yes. Yes. Some of you are behind on getting that LLC. We done told you for 2 years. Get that LLC. Start that up. Huh? I don't know how it's gonna turn out. It ain't for you to know, it's for you to do. He's not in your reasoning. Reasoning is not faith. Reasonable deduction is not faith. God doesn't move in reason. Thank you. I appreciate y'all for being here. My last time, those of you that are on TikTok, you sow a seed of 24. Those of you on Facebook, thank you, Joy. The numbers are amazing today. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. Thank you, Jesus. Clubhouse, support what we're doing. Thank you, Joanne. $ Greg Davis 10. Give your best seed. Give your best seed. Some of you, the Lord has spoke to you and told you that you're supposed to sow. The given information is on the screens. $ Greg Davis 10. PayPal, contact gregdavis@gmail.com. Givelify, Greg Davis Ministries. Zelle, gregdavisshow@gmail.com. If you want to give in the website, gregdavisshow.com. Venmo, $ Greg Davis 1. I love y'all on TikTok. I'm going to release you. Thank you, Carolyn. As always, I appreciate you. We're out. Those of you all that are on Instagram, wow, 1,181 viewers. Jesus, thank you so much. Those of you that are on Instagram, thank y'all. We are out. So you see, those of you that are on Facebook, YouTube, and X, thank y'all so much. Thank you, Joy. Laura, I appreciate all of y'all that are over here. We're out.